and welcome back to another episode of the Career Confidence Podcast with myself, Georgie Hubbard. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Honestly, I have got so much gratitude for you, and I really hope that today serves you and you take something from this episode that you can apply into your life, into your career, and it really does serve you in a very positive way. So we're going to be talking about self-doubt and how that could be holding you back in your career. Now, there's a reason why I call this podcast Career Confidence, because I do believe that the foundation upon which most things are built upon in life is from this internal feeling that we are enough, that we are deserving, and that we can achieve what we set out to achieve. And I also know, because I've experienced it firsthand myself, and I've had the opportunity to speak to a lot of people over the course of my recruitment career, I also know that we all experience from time to time imposter syndrome, fear of not being good enough, worrying about what people think about us, and this self-doubt can creep in. And if we allow it to take hold of us, it can really, really prevent us from getting ahead in our career and living an amazing life that we all deserve to live. So it's a really important topic, one that I feel very passionate about, because I don't want anyone who listens to this podcast to be held back by self-doubt. So how do we overcome self-doubt? Well, there's a few things that I do often, and I have done in the past, that have really helped push through times when I felt discomfort and times when I felt, am I qualified enough to do this? And who am I to step in front of this room and speak to all these incredible career women, right? We've all had those moments where we've doubted ourselves. So these practices and these habits and things that I do personally have really enabled me to keep on leveling up, to keep on moving forward, to keep on trusting in myself and my ability, but more importantly as well, keep on moving forward, keep on progressing, not striving for perfection over time and thinking, okay, well, done is better than perfect. And the only way I'm going to learn is being prepared to suck at something new, right? Like when I first started this podcast, I wasn't a very good interviewer. Like I've had to go on that journey, right? Like, I mean, I don't think I was terrible, because I've, over the course of my career, I've had to be naturally sort of quite curious and asking questions, because I'm going into businesses and getting job briefs and trying to understand, okay, what is this company actually looking for? So that sort of question, those questions, that curiosity does probably come a little bit more naturally to me now, because I've had 10 years of practice. So, but my point being is that when we're doing something that's outside of our comfort zone or something brand new, we're going to feel uncomfortable and we're going to feel a bit like imposters, and we're going to start doubting ourselves and feeling like, are we ready for this? And there's actually a recent event that this came up about imposter syndrome. And I think it was Amelia that said, you know, she doesn't wait until she feels 100% ready to do something. She'll wait until she feels 70% ready. And then she'll put her hat in the ring and she'll go for it. And she knows that she'll learn along the way. And that's what we need to do. But I also appreciate that in order to do that, we do need to overcome these limiting beliefs. We do need to have confidence in ourselves. We do need to have courage to put ourselves out there and do these uncomfortable things. So the first step to overcoming self-doubt and building more self-belief in ourselves is making sure that we actually acknowledge our achievements. And this is something that over the years I've really had to work upon, because it's not something that probably came quite naturally to me in my early 20s. Like I was always, I guess, comparing myself. Like I remember like when I first started my recruitment career, walking into the office the first week and feeling so out of place. I was like, what am I doing here? These are such incredible people, such amazing salespeople. They're such great communicators. They're so charismatic. Oh my God, like I feel like, what am I doing here? I don't belong here. But one thing that I made a point of from day one was any time that I did something, that I learned something new, or I implemented a new skill, or I took a bit of knowledge I'd learned and put it into a candidate call, I patted myself on the back and I was like, right, I've got this. And I acknowledged that I was getting better. So I think a lot of people, and again, myself included, have a tendency to not acknowledge these achievements. And we need to, because there's a reason why we are where we are today. And we've come a long way. And I always think to myself, like, me 5 years ago would look at me now and be like, wow, like she's out there, she's doing it, she's got a podcast, and she might have felt like, oh, you know, what have I got to do and who have I got to become to be like that? And it's just a series of steps, but it's also a series of putting yourself out there, pushing yourself to do uncomfortable things, practice, 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 consistency, consistency, consistency. Like, nothing in life comes easy. There isn't an easy button. There's no quick fix with anything in life. It just takes time. And over the course of that time, we're going to accumulate some skills and some knowledge and some wisdom. And it's really important to write these things down and refer to them often. Let's just say you're in a position right now where you are wanting a promotion, or you're thinking about changing jobs, and maybe there's some fear there and some self-doubt creeping in. Well, take a moment now, stop this podcast and write down 10 of your strengths. What are 10 strengths that you personally have that you know that you, if you took it anywhere else, or you brought it into a new part of the business, or you took it to a new job, like that would really help that business. That would really help that department. Like, these are your strengths. So acknowledge what your strengths are. Then what I want you to do is also make sure that you are writing down at the end of each week a list of your achievements. What are you winning at? What are you most proud of? The more often you can do this, the more you are going to build your level of confidence, belief in yourself, and you're going to start to stack the evidence that you have what it takes to take your career and your life to the next level. So make sure that you are acknowledging and celebrating your achievements every week. But it's a good thing to do if you are struggling with a bit of self-doubt at the moment, because I bet you that there's just been a few things that you can go, oh, actually, that, I was really proud of myself when I did that. I spoke up in that meeting. I completed that work task. I finished that to the best of my ability. I showed up in that meeting with really good energy. Whatever it is, it could be big, small, whatever. But these micro wins throughout the week, these 1% betters, that's what's going to get us to the next level. And that is what's going to help us overcome self-doubt and build our self-belief and confidence. So acknowledge your achievements. The second piece, again, been a bit of a journey for me, is to set realistic goals. Now, the self-help industry notoriously used to say, set a big goal and push yourself, right? And look, I'll be honest, I've done that in the past. And I'm not saying that there's nothing wrong with having a big audacious goal. But if you've got a big audacious goal, don't put a timeline on it. Have the big goal in the future. This is where I want to be. This is where I want to go, right? Set that into the future, but don't put a timeline on it of, I want to do this in a year or 2 years or 5 years. Just be like, cool, that's where I'd like to go. That's my big North Star goal. That is where I'm aiming for, right? But the worst thing that you can do is set yourself a big goal, create an unrealistic time frame to get there, right? Speak from experience here. And then when you don't hit that goal, because it's probably completely out of reach in the time frame that you've set, you're going to start feeling like a failure. And that is going to severely impact your self-worth and your self-belief. And I can speak from experience from this. Like, when I first launched See It Solutions, I set myself this ridiculous goal of, you know, having 50 contractors and having 50 clients and making 1,000 placements or whatever it was. And it was just completely and utterly unachievable, right? Like, I couldn't even have achieved that if I'd worked 7 days a week, 24 hours. Like, it was just, we were a brand new business. There was only like myself and Pam, right? So we didn't even have enough hours in the day to actually achieve that number. But I told myself a story of, well, if I set that goal really big, I'll push myself to achieve it. And all I ended up doing was burning myself out, exhausting myself, and then kicking myself, criticizing myself, putting myself down when I didn't achieve the goal that was never achievable in the first place. So these days I approach goal setting in a very, very different way. Yes, I've got my North Star. That's where I'm going, right? I think it's important to have a vision of where you'd like to see yourself in however many years' time, right? That's just there in the pie in the sky, right? That's where I'm heading. But along the way, breaking it down, okay, what do I need to do to get to that goal? What would be something realistic that I could achieve this month, this quarter, this year? And breaking it down like that. So at the end of each week, I reflect on what's gone well, the areas that I could have improved upon, what am I most proud of, where am I winning at, and how do I want to show up next week? What lessons have I learned from this week? And then I'll do that every single week, every single month. Myself and Pam and the team sit down and we do an end of month sort of presentation where we all talk as a team, what are the things we're proud of, what have we learned this month, and what do we want to achieve next month? And breaking down these big goals this way and making them really realistic, making them bite-sized, making them tangible, makes it so much easier and enjoyable. Because what's the point of setting yourself a goal and making yourself miserable in the pursuit of that goal? Like it doesn't make sense to do it, right? So that's number two, right? Do not tie your sense of worth into a big audacious goal that is unachievable in the time frame that you set out to achieve it in. So set realistic goals. So that could be for you. I want to be the CTO in 5 years' time, right? Right now, I'm the head of engineering. Okay, cool. Well, I know there's a couple more promotions I need to have. Maybe I need to work on my leadership. Maybe I need to understand more about some marketing piece so I can understand more of like the business commercials, or maybe I need to learn more about finance. Like, you've got your North Star, but you can also just set these smaller goals, these more achievable goals along the way, along the path to get there. And that way as well, you can enjoy the journey, you can enjoy learning, you can reflect and think, yeah, okay, I'm on the right path here, and not feel that stress, that anxiety, and that self-doubt along the way. So this is a brand new way that I now approach goals that is definitely boosting my self-worth rather than destroying it. So big tip there. The third thing, if you want to overcome self-doubt, is challenge your negative thoughts. Now, we all have thoughts that pop up. Some thoughts are subconscious, others are conscious, right? So we've got this tape playing in the background, and a lot of the things we aren't going to be conscious of. So one thing that I do every single day is I do meditate and I do journal, and I do find times where I can in the day to sit in just solitude and just be more aware of what's coming up in my mind, right? Because it's in those times that I discover, okay, that's interesting. That came up, right? Whereas if we're constantly in doing mode, we're not actually listening to what we're thinking and feeling, and we're going to miss really important information. We're going to miss things that could be holding us back. So a practice that I like to do every single day is just regular check-in points with myself. How am I feeling right now? How are my energy levels? What am I thinking right now? And just becoming more aware of what's going on inside of me. Because once you are aware of something, you have the power to change it. So when it comes to those negative thoughts, that inner critic, that mean girl, you can challenge her and give her a name, call her out on it. Oh, there's big Sue again. She's just, you know, pulling me down and trying to keep me small. Thanks, Sue, but you know, I'm going to ignore you today, and I'm going to go for this anyway, right? So we can challenge our negative thoughts, challenge our inner critic. There is not one person that I've spoken to in my entire career that hasn't experienced negative thoughts, right? So we need to spot them, and then we need to swap them, right? So what new thought do you want to think? Right. Well, I want to think I am deserving. I am worthy. I am capable. I am enough. And I am going to go for this new promotion. And I am going to achieve this. And I am going to do this because I have got the skills required to do this. Right. So stop and swap. What new thought do you want to think? And say that, repeat it, use it as your affirmation, use it as your mantra. Wake up every morning and say it 10 times until it is so ingrained in your subconscious that it's just automatic. right? I am enough. I am enough. I am deserving. I am worthy. Like whatever you need to say, affirmations are really powerful. I use them every single day. If I'm sort of trying to approach a difficult conversation, I'll take a few deep breaths and go, I'm enough. I've got this. And just that simple reframe is just so powerful and just gives me that little bit of a spark or that oomph just to be like, I'm going to go and take charge of the situation, right? So acknowledge your negative thoughts. Remember, you're not your thoughts. They are just thoughts, not facts. Thank your mind because your mind is just trying to protect you, right? Because your mind hasn't had the chance, your brain hasn't had the chance to adapt to this crazy world we're living in now, all the technology and everything that's coming at us every single day. It's just trying to keep you safe. But by keeping you safe, it's also keeping you small. And it's stopping you from really living a incredible, delicious life and having that career that you want. So stop those negative thoughts. And remember, they are just thoughts, they're not facts. The fourth thing that I have done in the past to, and still do, to really help me overcome self-doubt when I'm doubting myself is to get a mentor or a coach. A mentor, a coach, or even just making sure I'm surrounding myself with really supportive people. So last year, when I was in a point where the business where we were having a real tough time, if I'm honest, and a lot of our clients put hiring on hold, and there was a real, hesitation in the technology market, and not as many people hiring. And as some of you know, I have a recruitment company. Now, I was doing a lot of new business development. I was doing a lot of cold outreach. I was doing a lot of cold calls and cold emails and cold DMs, and it was freezing cold, icicles, dripping from my laptop, right? But what I noticed during that time when I was doing all of this work and not getting anything back was I started to question myself. I started to doubt myself. Now, I knew deep down that I was doing all the right things. But I did go and get, at that point, a mentor and a coach, because I wasn't even looking for her to tell me something new. I almost just wanted her to kind of validate for me, you're doing all the right things, Georgie, you just need to keep going. Or you're doing all the right things, Georgie, we maybe just need to tweak this and this. Or you're doing all the right things, Georgie, you just need to do more of it. Right? Like sometimes we don't need mentors and coaches to tell us something new. We need them just to sort of validate and confirm that we're actually doing the right things. So that's why I decided to get a mentor last year and a coach. And it was really, really helpful. And it just kind of gave me the confidence every week to show up and keep on doing the work. And knowing that if I kept on showing up and if I kept on doing my best and I could put my head on the pillow at the end of each night and say, I've shown up today as my best. I've done my best. Good things are going to come from this. And just have her there as just a sounding board to be like, is this right? Like, can you read this through? Does this sound good to you? Like, and it was brilliant. So in those times when you are doubting yourself, or maybe you're just going through a period where doesn't feel like you're sort of making the progress that you want to make, get a mentor, get a coach. They're the times where that you can really benefit. And like I said, you might not learn anything groundbreaking from them, but sometimes you don't need that. Sometimes you just need somebody just to be like, good job, keep going. And just that support, that accountability, that's kind of why I got it as well. I wanted somebody to be accountable to. Like, you know, I'd spent 5 years at that point building the business. And when there's nobody to report into, you are the boss, in essence, like sometimes you can start doubting yourself. You can start thinking, am I dropping the ball here? Am I out of touch? Like, you know, and you start questioning yourself. So mentorship coaching is really, really important. Highly benefited me last year. And I still have a coach going into this year. And you'll notice as well that as your career progresses, as your business progresses, whatever you're sort of working on right now, you need a mentor and a coach at different stages of your life. And really all you need is somebody that's a few steps ahead of you. So reach out to somebody that is where you want to be. Ask them how they got to where they are if you're feeling a bit stuck. And it also will really, really help if you're doubting yourself and help you build up that courage and that confidence in your ability. And then I guess the other piece when it comes to like that sort of support network is just being really aware with who you're spending your time with. You know, like who we spend the most time with is who we become. are your friends supportive? Are your family supportive? And if they're not, like, you know, you can find lots of other meetups. You can come and join the Sister Club community. We're very supportive over here. You can make sure that you're listening to people online if you don't have the finances to pay for a mentor or a coach right now. You know, there's so many amazing people out there that do podcasts or, you know, sort of write books or do seminars or, you know, all the, there's so much free information out there right now. Don't just sit and suffer, reach out, get help. Like I look at people like Dr. Joe Dispenza, like he's been a mentor of mine. You know, he's definitely taught me about meditation. I look at people like Tony Robbins. He's been a really big mentor in my life over the last 10 years and really helped me through anxiety and again, building my self-worth and my self-confidence and business and finance. So there's all these amazing people out there that you can turn to, that you can extract information from, use them. Right? Like go and listen to their podcasts, go and read their books. Who is where you want to be? Suss them out. Or who has got a great mindset? Or who's got great energy? Or who's super healthy? Or whatever you're working on right now, go and listen to their podcasts, go and read their books and immerse yourself in their teachings. Trust me, it will help you. It's been a massive difference in my life. I am not a perfect human being. I've got a lot to work on still, but I know I've come a long way from when I started my self-discovery journey, my personal development journey. So seek out a mentor, seek out people that you find inspiring, read their books, listen to their podcasts, and just keep on immersing yourself in their world. Kind of brings me on nicely to, I guess, point number, where are we at? 5. Never stop learning. Again, kind of going back to what I was just saying before, not going to go into too much detail on this one, but knowledge is power, right? Like if you've got knowledge, if you've got things to offer, you are naturally going to be more confident. Competence breeds confidence. When we are unsure of something, when we are learning something new, it is only natural to not feel as confident. That is okay, right? Don't compare yourself. Don't criticize yourself. Pat yourself on the back because you're taking the courage to learn something new, right? But you don't go into something brand new and expect straight away to feel confident, right? There's going to be a journey, but all you want to see is those marginal gains each week, right? So again, using the podcast as a bit of an analogy and a bit of an example here. When I first started this podcast, when I first started interviewing people, you know, I wasn't amazing at it, right? And I've still got a long way to go, but I didn't beat myself up after every podcast. I was like, okay, that was a great conversation. And I re-listened to it and I thought, okay, where can I be better next time? Where could I offer more value? Where could I dig a bit deeper? Where could I have interjected a bit more? Where did I interject too much? Like I'm always kind of trying to get those 1% better every day, but I'm also always learning. I'm always trying to think about, okay, what are the trends? What could put me out of business? What sort of new technology feature out there that we could be utilizing that could really help our business? So for example, right now, we're looking into an AI tool that can basically track all calls. So, and obviously we let our clients and candidates know, but this is again, a really good way of breaking down, okay, what conversations are we having in the week? And instead of us typing away and making loads of notes that at the end of it is all a bit jumbled, could we integrate AI into our business, plug it in? So when we're having calls, when we're doing briefing calls, when we're doing candidate calls, we can extract all of that information. We can then turn it into a job description, exactly what the client has said, right? And then we can send it to the team and be like, this is the conversation I've just had. These are the key takeaways from that conversation. This is the type of person that we're listening to. Cool. We're all on the same page. So it's not panicking about these new things that are coming. It's going, oh, I'm not sure about that. I'm going to go and read up about that. I'm going to go and play around with that. I'm going to be curious about that. I'm going to be just, you know, not scared of something because I don't understand it. I'm just going to go and give myself a little bit of time to immerse myself in that. Cool. That's interesting. How could we use it? Right. And having that curious nature, but with knowledge comes wisdom. And like I said, competence breeds confidence. So you're never going to feel confident when you're starting something new or you're learning something new or you're, you know, trialing something, But over time, you will get better and you will become more confident. So if you have just started a new job or you're learning a new skill, don't beat yourself up if you're not good at it straight away, right? Be brave enough to suck at something new. And you will. We all go through that period of sucking at something when we're brand new to something. That's all part of the journey. But what's the alternative? We just plod along in life and we don't learn anything new. And, you know, we just sort of are never progressing. We just sort of wake up one day and you're like, oh, you know, my life's been pretty stagnant. Like, progress equals happiness. I really do believe that. So when we feel like we're progressing, when we feel like we're learning, things are moving in the right direction, we just feel good. We feel like things are happening, and that's a really good feeling. And interestingly, when we feel like we're making progress, when things are going in the right direction, we feel more confident and we do overcome our self-doubt, because we go, oh, well, look at how I approached that and look at what I learned from that experience and look at how that's benefited me. And if I can put myself in that situation, or I can learn that new skill, or I can learn this as well. So it's important that we back ourselves, that we have the courage to suck at something new, and we constantly learn. We constantly are accumulating knowledge and wisdom, because that is what's going to help us in our career and in our lives. Final point is, again, a really big one, and one that I do every morning. So some of you will know that I'm a big fan of meditation. I've meditated now for over 5 years consistently, and it has fundamentally changed my life. It's definitely helped me overcome my anxiety. It's definitely given me a more calmer and more, I guess, less reactive mind. So this is a big one. So every morning when I wake up, I do a 20-minute meditation. And in that meditation, after I've done some breath work and I've really grounded myself and become very present, I visualize how I want the day to be, how I want to show up, what I want to achieve. And I future cast myself in a year's time. Okay, close my eyes. What am I doing? Who am I? Who am I surrounded with? What am I celebrating? Right? So visualize yourself in the future, achieving all the things that you want to achieve. Identify as that person now, right? It is an old saying, but it's kind of like fake it till you make it, right? Like, if you do all these other steps and you have got this vision of who you want to be and how you want your life to look, you will start, certain things will start showing up for you, like opportunities. I think, oh, that's interesting how that just happened, right? But having a vision of the future is so powerful. Like, honestly, think if we don't have a vision of our future and who we want to be, we're then just kind of sort of stuck with the memories of the past. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to live in the past. Like, the past is there to teach us things, but it doesn't have a place in our future. So that's why I'm a big believer of connecting to a future that I want to create and visualizing myself every single day living in that future, being the person that I want to be, you know, building a great podcast, building a great recruitment company, placing amazing candidates into great companies and hearing that they're just loving the work, hearing from our clients that they're loving the people that we've introduced into their business. And these are the types of things that I visualize myself and my team, you know, having a nice glass of bubbles on a Friday because we've had a fantastic week and we're celebrating that. Like, these are the things that I want to draw in and I want to feel connected to, because life is going to come up and things are going to come up that are going to really put you in a, you could easily doubt yourself. But when you've got that vision, when you're attached to that vision, you start making better decisions. You stop second guessing yourself and you just keep on moving forward because you know where you're going. Clarity is king, right? So have that vision, write it down, like get really super clear, like write your own story. Like, you know, I did write a story a couple of years back of who I wanted to be. And I really took charge of that narrative. You know, I didn't want anyone else to hold that pen. I wanted to be the narrator, the author, the producer, the everything of my life story. And I am the creator of my life. I am not the victim of my life. And I think too many people walk around playing the victims. And we need to stop that. We need to start thinking, I'm the creator of my life, right? Do you know what? Stuff's going to come up. Pain in life is inevitable. Okay, we're going to experience pain, but struggle is optional. That's where we get to decide. How long do I want to sit in this for? How long do I want to marinate in this for before I move on from this? So having a vision of the future, having something to work towards is so powerful. So that is today's episode. I really hope that you got something from this, and whatever you've got from it, if anything, let me know. And if you are enjoying these solo casts, can I quickly ask you one thing before we go? Can you just subscribe? And if you have an extra moment, leave a review or a rating. Honestly, it would mean the absolute world to me. I love doing these solos, and I really take time to prepare and think about what I want to say and how I want to serve and how I want to show up. So if they're helping you in any way, please let me know. We do see the numbers go up every single week. So it's a sign, I guess, that people are finally benefit from them, that you'll finally benefit from them. So if that is you, please do that one favor for me, and I will do my best. And my promise to you is to show up as my best version and hopefully keep on serving you in the best way that I can. So have an amazing week. Do not let self-doubt get in your way. You are so deserving. You are so worthy of every single thing in your life. You are the creator of your life. Go out there and create it. I'll speak to you next week. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you've got this far, that honestly means the world to me and lets me know that you've got a lot of value from today's episode. So if I could just ask you to do one thing, pull out your phone and please leave a quick review. It honestly would mean the world to me. It will help this podcast grow and get our message out there to more people. So if you could do that for me, that would be amazing. And please reach out and just let me know what you want to hear more about, what you're interested in. It will just also help me make sure that I'm continuing to speak to topics that are relevant and also find guests that are real true experts in what you want to know more about. So have an amazing day. Thanks so much for doing that, and I can't wait to share the next episode with you.